Okay, welcome back. And having a conversation with Madeline Gerwick. Now, I've got some questions that pertain to food. We don't go too far in life without food. So I can just kind of ramble these off to you, and you can catch them on the fly and do what you can with them.
Okay.
There's a lot in the news already about food shortages, price hikes, and more coming, as in lots more. So we'll see.
Yes, I agree with that. And, of course, we know that Mr. Gates bought up, 400 and some thousand acres or something. I don't know, some atrocious number of acres.
Oh, 600, I think, whatever.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Whatever it was a lot. And we certainly wouldn't expect him to have any positive uses for that. So I'm sure that's part of the food shortage program. The other thing is we've had multiple years in a row where either the breadbasket was, and I'm talking about the Midwest, was under attack with floods, or the California area, which grows the majority of our vegetables and fruits, was under attack with fires. So definitely they've been working on creating a shortage. And as I was sort of alluding to, with Jupiter moving into Pisces temporarily this year, and then next year, it'll be in there the whole year. So that is, the whole year. It'll be in the all of 2022. And that's very inflationary. And Jupiter's also going to conjunct Neptune while it's in there. That's very inflationary. So definitely I think there is a lot more inflation coming. Now, that's typically due to the fact that there's a lot of money printing, which we've seen trillions being printed lately. So I don't know.
They're going to spend and spend until it eventually will collapse.
They'll
set it up again with their social credit scoring and their digital currency. And then if your social credit score runs afoul of their regulations and guidelines, your money will be maybe not cut off, but they'll... Sorry, you can only pull out $50 today, Mr. Rents. You screwed up. You were rude to a lady in the supermarket.
I see. Okay. Well, this is one of the reasons why you're seeing cryptocurrencies take off in such a big way. And not just cryptocurrencies, but that's certainly one of the primary ones, but right. Also gold and silver, right? Because people recognize that they're going to need to be outside of the financial system in order to have any economic security. Now, there are some coins out there, cryptocurrency coins, that actually have a debit card associated with them. So you can buy your groceries with your cryptocurrency.
It's all moving in that direction. The Bank of England said, where's my story? Cryptocurrency investors should be prepared to lose all their money, says the Bank of England. Meanwhile, the CFO of the world's largest hedge fund quits to join the Bitcoin company.
That's an interesting juxtaposition.
And Goldman announces the formation of a new crypto trading desk.
Yes. Well, they've kind of woken up to the fact that people in their right minds are not putting all their money in U.S. dollars. Want to have investors that, have some money, they're going to have to do that.
One more. Elon, no last name necessary.
Right.
Elon calls cryptos pure speculation, says people should not invest their life savings in it. Well, I don't know that anybody would put their whole life savings in it. That's fairly good advice.
I mean, you know, they always tell you never to invest more than 20% of whatever you can invest in anything.
Right.
It's just a practical,
guideline.
Are you
ready for the farming food questions here?
Okay, sure.
Did you have something else you wanted to say? I think I might have interrupted you.
Well, if I did, it's escaped me now. So,
oh, short-term memory loss.
It might come back. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Look, everybody's got short-term memory. They were spraying yesterday heavier than I have seen in maybe a year. Today, blue skies, and the day before yesterday, blue skies. They were just spraying to beat the band.
Oh, boy.
Where that expression came from.
Mention,
how do you
now
beat
that
a band?
I also want to mention, though, that short-term memory loss is not just related to chemicals and those kind of things, which are terrible, by the way. But it's also, at a much deeper level, related to the fact that the electromagnetic field of the Earth is far weaker than it used to be. And your memories are electromagnetic. And they're held in place in your brain by the electromagnetic field of the Earth. And this is one of the reasons why all age groups have memory loss. Because it's not related to age directly. It's related to the electromagnetic field of the Earth. And then you have other things on top of that, like people spraying your air and so forth with
God,
terrible
really
stuff.
It was really gruesome.
There's a lot to it. And I try and get people to not be afraid of memory loss because it's not related directly to, you know, whatever age group that they're in. It's just the way the Earth's electromagnetic field is operating at the moment. And there are reasons for that, which actually are allowing greater consciousness to occur. If we can get it in before we're all dead, that would be good. That would be good. So what are your questions about agriculture?
Okay. First question. Agricultural weather for 2021. Rain, general amounts, will it be cool or cold early this year? Or at their normal time frame in the USA?
Yes, now we had a very cold spring here, and in general it was colder in a lot of parts of the country than usual back in February. January, February, there was a confluence of planets in Capricorn and Aquarius, which are cold signs. So we had a lot of cold back then, and it's starting to spread out a little bit. Now, the summer, or at least mid-May through the end of July, we should have more rain than usual because Jupiter is going to be in Pisces. But once it goes back into Aquarius, then you don't have as much. We do have Uranus in Taurus, which can help, but Taurus is a moist sign. And we do have Neptune in Pisces, which helps. But other than those two signs, you don't have a lot of moisture once Jupiter gets back into Aquarius. So while it's in there, and especially July, you may have quite a bit more rain because late June, July, you have planets going through the sign of Cancer, which is water. So that could bring us a fair amount of rain, which would be helpful in certain places. You don't want flooding, of course. That wouldn't be so good.
As I said earlier, the long-range forecasting I've seen, and I'm sure all farmers and agriculturalists have studied this as well, the West is going to remain dry. The East appears to be cooler and appears to be in store for more precipitation. But that's just the way it looks right now. It's all being managed and controlled anyway.
I tell you, the best place to get weather information is from the Farmer's Almanac. And they do it for different areas. And what they're doing is they're using astrology for different locations to give you basically a weather report. So if you're a farmer, man, you ought to have a Farmer's Almanac because that's the most accurate way you can get an idea of what's coming in your area throughout the year. It's definitely amazingly accurate.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's as good as I think we can do with that first question. Here's another one. 2022 forecast.
For agriculture?
Have you looked ahead? Weather.
Well,
ag weather, agricultural weather for 2022.
I did do the good timing guide. I did do the good timing guide for 2022. But I don't think I actually thought about agricultural weather. Let's see if I can tell you anything kind of quickly here. We have a period of time here that is what I would call chaotic through 2024 or 2025. Now, that could include chaos with agriculture. We don't know for sure how it will play out, but it certainly is going to play out through the economy, and the agriculture part of it is definitely part of the economy. Now, next year, let's see, by June of next year, okay, we still have Saturn in Aquarius and Jupiter moves into Aries that's right. It's going to move into Aries for a little while next year. Okay, so that might relieve some of the inflation, but it'll also be less water, less rain.
So the drought continues.
Probably, through the next summer, yeah. Now, let me see how long that's going to last. It's going to last. Oh, yeah, that lasts until, like, sometime in November. So, and that was in June when I was looking at that. So, let's see. It looks like it goes in at the end of May. So it's only going to stay in Pisces, really, for 5 months. And then it's going to go into Aries, which is dry. That's definitely dry. And it's associated with fires. So that's definitely challenging for agriculture. So we'll see how that plays out.
All right, so droughtish conditions through next summer. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, in next summer, yeah. More rain this year, yeah.
All right.
So do you have another one?
Yeah, I do, but it just disappeared from my screen. Let me find it.
Oh, okay.
You know how that happens? It just goes.
I do know how that happens.
Let's see here. I have to pull this back up here. Okay. There we are. Any abnormal insect/fungus pressures expected? Any blight or insect like the plague of the crickets or the plague of the grasshoppers or the whatever, the plague of Antifa and BLM? Stomping through the fields of grain. What do you see?
And what year is he asking about? This year?
This year.
Or next year? No, I don't.
You can run it ahead. Run it ahead of
you.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't think I saw anything. You see, that would be the same thing as another, you know, COVID-21 or something like that. You see, it would be like it would be a similar.
Okay, let me refine. Should farmers prepare for such? Should they secure any special insect or fungus control items? Do you see a need for those?
Well, I'm not expecting anything big this year in terms of like locusts or something like that. But I'm not an agricultural expert either, so there may be something that I'm not aware of in that department. We have a very good cycle going on right, you know, pretty much for the whole year. Saturn
very
sextile
good cycle.
To Chiron.
Very good
a
cycle
very good,
in terms of?
Kind of keeping things at a steady level, you know, kind of keeping
no,
things.
No radical changes, no convulsions.
Yeah, that's Saturn sextile to Chiron, so I wouldn't expect that to be a big problem. Now, Saturn is square to Uranus, so there's a lot of unexpected things that can happen, and I suppose that could be one of them. So that is a possibility. But,
all right. It's not in the middle of the front of the table. It's back
no.
on the back. It's back there.
Yeah.
What you keep saying is Chiron the 13th astrological sign? I've never heard anyone use that before.
Chiron is well originally.
I know what Chiron is, but how did he worm his way into the astrology here?
Well, Chiron was a centaur and he shows up and he was half human, half horse, and he shows up originally.
That's where that expression came from.
What?
Horse's ass. They
oh.
put, which end was it? Half human,
well, it was
half
a
horse.
Human head, you know, human head.
Yeah,
you know, Chiron was originally thought to be a comet that ran between Uranus and Saturn. And then over time they decided, no, we don't think that's a comet. We think it's an asteroid. And now I think they have finally said it's a planetoid or, you know, like a dwarf planet or something. So Chiron has had a mixed presence in terms of what it is, but we do know that it's associated with health, it's associated with quests and things of that sort, and it's
a quest,
you know,
like the
quest.
Impossible
yeah,
dream,
like,
what are we talking about here?
Yeah, it's associated with what a person's natural quest is in their chart, you know, what they're attempting to accomplish. You get a Chiron return at roughly 51 years old, and if you haven't moved towards your quest, most people will start to feel very urgently that they have to get something done on that. So it's a very interesting planetoid, dwarf planet, whatever you want to call it, but it certainly makes an impact. And that's why somebody asked me today if astrology would ever simplify. I don't think so, because every year we get new factors to consider. I mean, 10
years
ago,
I never...
Yeah, but
every year I bet you're getting new software to take in those factors and...
Well, to some degree, yes. Yes, that's true. But we're also... I mean, 10 years ago, I never even thought about Eris, but I don't know, probably 3 or 4 years ago...
Spell Eris.
Maybe 5... E-R-I-S... If I wasn't using Eris, I wouldn't be able to see terrorist attacks. So things have been added in that are necessary for us to see what's going on that used to not be part of our pantheon of characters,
normal
shall
vocabulary.
We say.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Here's one that might be more fun for you. Expected changes, are there any, in the dietary habits of people based on the environmental changes that you foresee? In other words, what would be safest for farmers to grow and concentrate on in terms of the environmental changes that are ahead?
Yeah, that's a great question. I really don't know if I have any answer from that astrologically.
Well, we have a break coming up. We'll give you 5 minutes.
Well, let me suggest another topic we ought to be discussing that is probably of great concern to your people, to your
All right.
listeners.
Okay, well, to ponder that, and here are the other questions I got from this person. Real quick, financial markets. What's the forecast? Should we, as farmers, be ordering new equipment now or wait for prices to roll over?
Wait.
Okay. She said that 4 times. All right. We'll be right back. I have 2 more quickies. One has to do with the Three Gorges Dam and your thoughts on new medical breakthroughs, astrologically speaking, of course. Will they be allowed to come to market? Those are the kinds of things that people are very inquisitive about. We'll be right back with Madeline, who's going to do her homework while we're away. Okay, and welcome back. Just had a nice note from one of our listeners up in the Toronto area. He said, "Dear Jeff, after researching this whole corona mess nonstop for the past 16 months, today I had a thought that gave me chills." And we talked about this last night or the night before. His thought was, what about the safety of the blood supply? Will they just allow donated blood with the mRNA spike protein in it to contaminate the supply? And the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not screening for that protein. No way. So if you're anticipating surgery, you best to bank some of your own blood in advance. This is part of their plan. Yes. They knew all about this. They knew everything. This was all thought out, meticulously put together, and diabolically released. And that's the truth. Okay, back to those 3 dozen questions I've asked you now.
does look like we will get the new medical devices, such as med beds or something else.
Where'd you get that?
What?
That's something
all over
Madeline
the internet.
Gerwig would
I can't
come
believe
up
you
with. Come
haven't
on.
Talked about this yet.
Med beds from the planet Aldebaran.
You should go watch the movie Elysium. That movie is all about med beds and how the
Elysium.
Elite have
Elysium. Elysium.
Yep.
Elysium
yep.
or Elysium. Spell it.
I don't know. Whichever way you want to pronounce it.
Elysium. E-L-Y-S-I-U-M. Elysium.
Yes, that's it. Elysium.
And this is a new film?
I don't know if it's new. I don't think it is new. But it's been out for a while, and I watched it just on, a DVD, But, that whole movie is about med beds and how the elite have them and how the poor people on Earth managed to do a reboot, quite by accident, of course, and they become legal inhabitants of the Ritchie area, and all the med beds are brought to Earth to fix all the people who are sick on Earth. So, there are movies about this. And if you go onto Google or whatever, Google med beds.
Okay, all right.
They're all over the place. Yeah,
sounds a little Q-ish to me. Okay, let's see here.
No, that's definitely not cute. All right, so I should tell you about some other things that are coming up in June.
Hold the June thought. Three Gorges Dam in China. Will it fail?
Yeah, it could.
It'll hurt our food prices? Should drive them up, actually, if they wipe out their farmland with it.
Yeah, well, it
we
could...
We won't be getting all that toxic food from communist China, then, for a while.
Well, so probably not.
Good news for America's farmers if the Three Gorges goes.
But that would be massive deaths over there if that goes.
Well,
but unfortunately, it certainly could.
They've got the people to sustain losses. They could lose 330 million people.
Well, you know, and Saturn, you see, it's a structure, right? It's a structure, and Saturn represents structures, and Saturn is square to Uranus, so unexpected changes in structures. That could definitely be the Three Gorges Dam.
All right.
And that's in range most all this year.
Okay, all year, okay. Financial markets forecast. I'm going to just do this again. We did it once, but I want to make sure everybody hears it. Should we order new farm equipment now or wait for prices to roll over?
Wait. Don't do anything now. This is not. In fact, one of the cycles for this month is Sun square Jupiter, which is the temptation to expand. Okay. But this is not the time to expand. And that's what that square is about. It's saying, no, you're going to be tempted to expand, but this is not the time to expand. And not only do we have that cycle going on, but we have the confusion cycle going on. So no, wait.
Okay.
Don't expand now. This is not the time. You have to wait until after, till after July 11th to do anything.
Okay. What happens in June? You were starting to say something about June.
Okay. So late June is when we start getting those war energies. But before late June, in the very end of May, we start coming into Mars opposite Pluto. Now, that actually is often associated with rage and violence. Now, who knows if that's going to be Antifa or BLM or something else. We don't know. But the very beginning of June, we have a solar eclipse. Now, we have a lunar eclipse at the end of May, on the 26th, I think. And then the solar eclipse is June 10th. Now, what's going on with that solar eclipse that's kind of concerning is that Sun, Moon, and Mercury are all very tightly conjunct, less than 1 degree apart. And they're all square to Neptune. And they're what we call intercepted, meaning there's a lot of hidden stuff going on. And they're in the 12th house where a lot of hidden stuff occurs. So it's like they're behind double closed doors and no one's going to find out about it until it's too late. And so the square to Neptune is often associated with deceptive actions or deceptive leaders. And so, and the people being deceived because the moon is there with Mercury. So media is deceiving the people. So that's very concerning to start with. And then at the full moon on June 24th and for the solar return of the country as a whole on July 4th, we have these war energies going on. So this is not a little thing. This is Mars square Uranus, and it gets more and more exact as you get closer to, I think it's July 2nd or 3rd. It's right before the 4th that it's exact. And in the solar return chart, you've actually got a situation where the moon gets in there too. So it's even worse. But I have been wondering for a long time who is attacking us. because it looks like there's somebody on the outside and somebody on the inside that's attacking the U.S. So this could be that, you know, we're getting attacked by the vaccinations. So that could be one possibility.
Well, that's pretty much a given, I think.
Yeah.
I agree.
But the other question I wondered about is, could it be Patriots? I don't know. But definitely this month and next month, you ought to be preparing. And I have never wanted to own a gun, but I've changed my mind. So I don't know that we can count on anyone to assist us anymore in terms of police protection, National Guard protection, etc. I don't think that's that likely. So, you know, supplies.
No, you're thinking right on the money. 100% correct.
Yeah, I think we have to be prepared for whatever situation pops up. And I think it could pop up by the end of June or very, very early July. And you're
talking
probably
going
to start seeing stuff going on here at the end of May, because this Mars opposite Pluto is quite intense. It's very it's very violent.
Civil insurrections, breakdown of law and order. Police, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has invited all police officers who have retired or quit to move to South Dakota. So
really?
She's smart. Yeah, smart.
She is smart. No kidding.
So there will be a shortage of men and women in blue fairly soon now, noticeably. They're already, the ranks are thinning fast. And if you don't have a means to protect yourself, Antifa and BLM are not going to knock politely on your door. So you damn well better get ready. And ironically, or maybe not, a lot of liberals are buying guns now. They're a little concerned. The more pragmatic amongst them.
They
is
ought
that
to be concerned.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Patriots are getting pissed off. Although I don't think Patriots are dangerous in general. I think Patriots will definitely defend themselves.
They're defensive.
No, they're not offensive. No, they're defensive. So these are, and this is not just Mars square Uranus. This is Mars opposite Saturn square Uranus. And of course Saturn square Uranus. So this is a major challenge that's coming up at the end of June, early July. And it's not anything that we should just hope everything will be just Pollyanna nice, because it doesn't look that way. And I haven't seen war energies that I thought were a real threat to us since September 10th, 2001. That's when I was looking at the charts for October and seeing war energies going on, but I couldn't think of why we were having war, because it hadn't happened yet, right? September 11th was the next day. So, yeah. It's not common to see war energies that explicit. And you could have other things going on in corporations and other people's personal lives where you have intolerable situations. Saturn square Uranus can indicate an intolerable situation. Right. And the Mars factor can indicate volatile, explosive energies when somebody just basically loses it. So now Mars opposite Saturn can indicate police action or military action. So it's hard to say which way that's going to play. And it's all in fixed signs, which means it can last a while. It's not necessarily quick to get over. It can last quite a while. So I'm just emphasizing that it will be better if people start getting prepared for...
Haven't we been saying this for about the last 2 years?
Yes, but do you think everybody did get prepared?
No, I think very few did. Well, this audience accepted, but the national preparedness percentage is 2, 3% at the most. That's what everybody in the business tells me.
I can believe that. Yeah, I can believe that, yeah. I think it depends on where you live. If you live on the West Coast where you have very few snowstorms, you know, you're not right. In the middle of nowhere, you know. If you live in South Dakota or maybe North Dakota and it's 25 miles to your nearest town or 50 miles to your nearest town, you know, there's a whole different perspective out there. Those people live with supplies up the yin-yang because they might be without them, unable to get any. You know, so it's a very different mindset if you live in a sort of a calmer climate than if you live in the middle of a state sure. where there's, you know, major disruptions right. occurring on a regular
kind of
basis.
Kind of one of those states where men are men and sheep are scared. One of
yeah.
those states.
That's right. Yeah, so very different, very different. So one of the things that could be good out of the Mars opposite Pluto, that cycle is designed to transform your motivations and your actions. So that can be a good thing. It's looking for balance, and it may not be balanced, and so that's one of the things to keep in mind. Mars is in Cancer, a sign in which it's doesn't do well, shall we say, to be nice and polite about it. When Mars is in a sign like that, it's not only in detriment, it's in what we call fall. And it means it's doing things it shouldn't be doing. So it's not a good sign, shall we say, that good things will come out of it. You could have good things come out of it on a personal level or on a business level, but on a macro level, you're more likely to have things going on with Antifa or BLM or mm-hmm. riots here or there or whatever. So I don't know. Maybe we're just being overrun from the southern border. I don't know. Always a possibility.
Well, we're being, I don't know if it's overrun quite yet, but we're certainly being invaded, aided
Definitely.
And invaded by the Biden-Obama administration of communists
yep.
and Bolsheviks. Yeah, they're flying them from the border cities all over the country and depositing them there. It's just despicable what's going on. And yet American patriots, who probably voted for the Constitution, about 80 million of them, I don't think Trump was the real issue, it was... They were hopefully thinking of the larger issue, which is the Constitution upon which
yeah.
he allegedly was standing. So there's 80 million people. Trump, yeah, okay. Biden, 25 million votes, maybe. And yet,
maybe
who's
40.
Organizing the? Who's organizing the 80 million? Why aren't there organized chapters
of
constitutional Americans in every major city, and every Saturday with placards? No to communism, whatever. Why aren't people doing anything? Is there anything astrologically that would explain this complete lack of any kind of positive, assertive behavior?
Well, actually, I am seeing positive, assertive behavior. and there was the big Patriot meeting down in Tulsa. When was that? April, mid-April, I think. And there have been other groups that have been forming for big meetings of patriots.
I read about
Dallas
those.
And,
I
yeah.
see nothing. I see nothing coming from them, though. Nothing. Those 80 million voters ought to be in every city. They should be organized. That whole database should be organized, and newsletters should be going out to them, and they should be being taught how to peacefully and legally resist all of this crap. But they're divided now. They've split them in half with this vaccine. I'm telling
yeah.
you. It's cracked the country down the middle.
In Washington State, we have a group called Free Washington. And they actually had, they show videos from Sheriff Mack, who's the sheriff down in Arizona, I think. And he's organizing the constitutional sheriffs. They show videos from Chris Ann Hall. They had the constitutional sheriff come and speak to the group. We had, 350 people there for that meeting. It was pretty impressive. There were no parking spaces, I can tell you that. So I was just watching Lee Dundar, maybe? I'm trying to think of her last name. Down in Orange County, California, she's a lawyer, and they were trying to have health passports or vaccine passports that they were going to implement in Orange County. And now they have got a big, media blitz going on for next week to get people out to the some type of meeting so that they can't pass these things. Mm-hmm. So there are people that are out there working on this, but it needs to be much, much bigger.
Could just see 10 damn people either on the internet, on social media posts, or in person driving around with placards every Saturday, pro-America, pro-Constitution, placards, I don't see anything. I don't see freeway overpass signs, Constitution yes, communism no. I don't see any of this. Nothing.
Well, I did march in the Freedom March in Seattle. There are marches going on, and there was another one in Seattle last Saturday, I think. But I was on my trip, so I took my own advice and went on a short trip. But the possibilities are good for next week. Remember, I was telling you there's good energies for breakthrough energies and for empowerment. So hopefully we'll start seeing people take more actions. But I remember that woman saying that after Tulsa, she had a lot of calls from people who went back to their state and called up their local officials and gave them hell, and things started to change locally.
That 80 million database has got to be organized and deployed. It has to be. Somebody's got
to
be able to do it.
And we obviously can't rely on the Republican Party.
we have no parties.
Traitored Trump.
No, they're the worst.
They are the worst.
So yep. It's got to be Americans of constitutional dedication and devotion that stand up now. It has to be. If we don't stand up, we are literally going to lose it all. Vaccine
that's
be
right.
damned.
That's right. And so this is our chance to do it. And I remember Solzhenitsyn in his book had said how when they were all in the concentration camps or the gulags or whatever they were, that they all used to talk about why didn't they resist when they could have.
Yeah.
That had they taken the fire poker and some cast iron pans and attacked the people who were coming to take them away, maybe those guys wouldn't have been so willing to go in there and, attack all these people night after night, you see?
Right.
So there's your warning from Mr. Solzhenitsyn.
he's made several before he passed, several strong statements.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Yes. And we should be paying attention. So, and I was just listening to Lee Dundas, and she was interviewed by The Right Side. That's where it was, The Right Side, Doug Billings. And she was talking about how one of the first things they did was close down non-essential businesses. And then they instituted censorship. Does that sound? Oh, they closed down non-essential businesses and schools. Sound familiar?
Sure does.
Yeah. So everybody should be ready before the end of June. 24th of June is when it first shows up in the full moon chart.
Here's, what have I got here? There are a number of statements by Solzhenitsyn that are very good. Okay, here's one. Communism has never concealed the fact that it rejects all absolute concepts of morality. It scoffs at any consideration of good and evil as indisputable categories. Communism considers morality to be relative, to be a class matter. Depending on circumstances and the political situation, any act, including murder, even the killing of hundreds of thousands, could be good, or it could be bad. It all depends on class ideology, and who defines this ideology. The whole class cannot get together to pass judgment. Therefore, a handful of people determine what is good and what is bad. But I must say that in this respect, communism has been the most successful. It has infected the whole world with the belief in the relativity of good and evil. Today, many people, apart from the communists, are carried away by this idea. Warnings to the rest.
Mm-mm-mm.
There we go.
Yep, that's what's happened. That's exactly
All right.
what's happened. Yep.
Get out there and oil that gun up, and
okay. First, I need to learn how to handle it, right?
You'll get there. It's just like picking up a hammer or a screwdriver.
That's right. we'll get it figured. That's for sure. All right. You take care too.
Thanks, Madeline. Good night.
All right. Bye bye.
Very good, Madeline Gerwick. Okay, Polaris Business Guides. .com. PolarisBusinessGuides.com. Her planning guide is available now. And if you want a long session with Madeline, call and ask, and she'll set it up. PolarisBusinessGuides.com. Back in a minute. Hold on.